Many Haitians in Florida are scrambling after President Donald Trump canceled two Biden-era programs that gave them temporary legal status. Wilkin Brutus from WLRN in Miami looks at how some in the Haitian community are grappling with what comes next.
Congregants at the Notre Dame de Haiti Catholic Church in Little Haiti, Miami, are singing Glory to Our God in Heaven. Haitian Catholic priest Reginald Jamaoui has been with the church for 25 years. He has seen fewer people attend services recently.
If you look at the mass today, it's a mass that we have over like 1,400 people. We did not have even 1,000 people at that mass. That means people are in hiding, are running away.
He says President Trump's efforts to crack down on immigration and carry out mass deportations have affected the church's education and children's programs.
We are an adult school. We drop to 60 students from 261. The daycare center, I don't even know what those parents are doing with the children. They are in hiding.
The UN says politically motivated gang violence has killed over 5,600 people and displaced a million within Haiti. So the Biden administration extended Haiti's TPS until February of 2026. But Trump Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, set a new termination date for August. That applies to more than 500,000 Haitians. And even more could be affected by the recent cancellation of a separate humanitarian parole program. We reached out to DHS, but have not received a response.
You know, the illegal immigrants have always been targeted.
This 39-year-old mother has been a Haitian TPS holder since 2021. We agreed not to use her name because she fears speaking out publicly could affect her immigration status.
We feel that anybody and everybody is suddenly illegal. You wake up and then you're suddenly illegal without doing anything illegal.
She studied law in Haiti and says she can't go back because of fear of violence and the crumbling Haitian justice system. So she feels in limbo.
So I feel like a lost package in the mail, trying to figure out and, you know, to see the best place to deliver that package.
So Haitians like her now have to make tough decisions.
People with children who are U.S. born are wondering, what are they going to do with these children?
That's Gypsy Metalis. She runs the Sunt La Haitian Neighborhood Center. It's a nonprofit servicing immigrants in Miami. She says supporting parents has become a challenge.
Do they make the difficult choice of leaving the child behind? And if that's the case, to make sure that they've got all of the necessary legal precautions in place to make sure that children would be protected and cared for.
Organizations representing Haitian and Venezuelan TPS holders filed a lawsuit earlier this month, challenging the federal government's decision to end TPS earlier. Metalla says one argument should be the ongoing political violence.
We are recognizing the surreality of the situation because you're talking about potentially sending someone to a war zone.
She hopes the lawsuit is successful and gives Haitians more time to prepare for a possible return to Haiti. For NPR News, I'm Wilkin Brutus in Miami.